time for another quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas lists, jingles, and languages. Christmas lists, jingles, and languages. Yeah, unreasonable Christmas lists. Do you have a child who doesn't really know the true value of money? There's no concept of what's affordable and what Santa can technically deliver on the day and what is too much for the budget. Also, the Jingle Fairy, she stopped by and paid a special visit for a business that couldn't afford national airplay commercial-wise. And have you caught someone speaking another language? You old gossiping Susan, you. Yeah, that's all. Enjoy the quickie. People love girls' iconic Christmas list, including MacBook Air and $4,000. Oh, how cute. How cute that this little girl has no concept of Papa Bear's money yet. One dad may be regretting asking his daughter what she wants for Christmas this year after she returned with a 26-line wish list, which may require a lottery win to fulfill. Santa's going to need to work bloody closely with Apple. As she begins the list with an iPhone 11, AirPods, and a new MacBook Air. There are also the usual popular requests, clothes, makeup, a real bunny, clothes for the bunny, obviously. It was choices like Chanel purse, perfume, jewellery, and particularly essential oils, which really grabbed the public's attention. The list goes on. Pink Pumas, Gucci slides, checkered Vans, a GoPro, and $4,000. Oh, yeah, just a lazy 4K. I mean, the list goes on. This is 26 deep. And the fathers realise straight away, oh, no, there's going to be a lot of tears this Christmas. And what do you think when you give a 10-year-old with no concept of money pretty much keys to the world into fantasy dreamland, and that rapidly will be crunched down closer to Christmas? Oh, well... honey, you know how you wanted $4,000 and a MacBook Air? You see, Santa's very busy this year. I think he might only be able to get a second-hand normal MacBook? It's these kind of things that dash hearts every Christmas. And you've got to learn the hard way. I always think that would have been one of the toughest things about having a child. I'm terrible at saying no. And my children would rapidly understand quite a way that they could probably milk me dry every Christmas time because of the lack of discipline in saying no. It only takes one Christmas, though. Only takes one Christmas heartbreak. I have fond memories getting everything I wanted every Christmas from about the age of 0 through to 10. Then on my 11th Christmas, my father introduced me to a Christmas list and said, all right, what do you want this year? And I'd seen on the television a couple of weeks earlier some professional wakeboarding video and some, like, personal, like a boat, but so small, but with such a powerful motor that it could just tow the wakeboarder behind without actually needing a driver of a boat to tow the wakeboard. And I thought this was fantastic. Top of the list that year it was. I'd like a wakeboard, please. And I'd like that little motorboat thing that tags people along because I don't think anyone will be available to drive a boat tagging me along my wakeboard. Well, I'd have a long family meeting and a long sit down explaining why Santa's sleigh was too economically friendly that year to bring a wakeboard or a personalised boat. Christmas ruined. I'd imagine the Christmas lists have started coming out now, and on 131060, probably one for the parents, or maybe you remember something from when you were a kid. When was the Christmas list just a little too out of touch for Santa?
Unreasonable Christmas lists.
I said I wanted a pony.
It's the problem you can find yourself in sometimes when you give a little pen and a piece of paper to some 8-year-old with no concept of money yet, thinking that Santa, Mummy and Daddy are going to bring all of life's little wishes one December. And maybe there's something a little too out of the price range. Maybe an electric Barbie two-seater car. Oh, maybe just a Barbie this year, love. Maybe someone asked for $500, but you're only planning on spending like $250 for the whole Christmas. It's tough. It's tough. Want to know what was out unreasonable Christmas lists on 131060? Emma, you're a school teacher.
Yes, I am.
So I remember back in primary school, that was one of the go-to time wasters. Just send the kids on their way for an hour writing imaginary lists.
Yeah, I do casual relief teaching. So every class finishes early towards Christmas, it's generally a good time filler to get them to write a Christmas list.
Absolutely.
And I've had a couple of very interesting ones. A lot of gaming devices requests and like Roblox monies or Fortnite money requests just like lists full. Like, well, I've had one kid request like Nintendo's plus an Xbox plus a TV plus a PlayStation 4.
Well, it's the time we're living in these days, isn't it, Emma? It's the time we're living in.
It is.
It's always a little sad when there's some kid who's got his neck so far down the tech hole and just gets too greedy. He's like, well, I want a PlayStation, but then the afternoon I might change that. I want to do an Xbox 360 then. I can have some Fortnite money, please. Mummy, just a bit of Fortnite money. Just top it off. Give me some money. I'll sell my PlayStation for Fortnite money. Yeah, I blame the parents. I do.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
I wouldn't mind being a fly on the wall. Watching some spoiled tech head not get his wishes on December 25th. And Mike on 131060, you got a son with outrageous demands.
Yeah, he's iPad Pro. What else? Just tons of stuff. The iPhone 11, $250, and Fortnite money, same thing. Just tons of stuff.
Realistically, with your little pride and joy, wanting an iPhone 11, an iPad Air, and $250 cash, how much of that is realistic that Santa's going to drop off?
Probably none of it.
Well, good luck dealing with that on Christmas Day. You created that monster. It's funny when people have no collection or like concept of what money is. I remember I used to do some volunteering in Uganda. And they were like grade 12 kids. And I said, oh, I'll bring in some treats tomorrow. What should I bring in for treats? Like, just expecting them to say like Frodo Frogs. They had no concept of money. I just got people yelling out everything under the sun. Someone yelled out a pencil. And then someone else yelled out a hot chicken. And then another person yelled out a new car. Like, they just had no understanding of what a teacher's treats would be. Jess, wrap this up on 131060. What is a dramatically unreasonable Christmas list that you've seen?
My daughter, who is 8, would like a Carra boat. So they started about $145,000. So we can go camping more often.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. You've heard of the Fairy Godmother. Now we give you the best fairy of all. The...
Oh, she died.
Instead, we give you the second best option, the Jingle Fairy.
Every Monday, the old Jingle Fairy plays a visit, looking to capitalise on a business that indeed has most of their ducks in a row, just a little bit out of their price range for some national radio advertising. And not only do all the nitty-gritty details come across in the advertisement, the Jingle Fairy guarantees a catchy jingle as well. And tonight's lucky recipient of the Jingle Fairy's business is Paul from Party Hire.
Bonsoir, Paul.
Hi there. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, you, I believe, are the owner / director of fun, says on your business card, of Party Hire. Now, Party Hire, being a great play on words, instead of hire, the traditional H-I-R-E, even though that is what you do, you hire stuff for parties, is actually spelled party and then hire as in H-I-G-H-E-R, because you can party on a higher level. I love getting on a higher level when I party.
Excellent, that's right.
This is a business that spans nationwide. You are an entertainment party company. And you're specialising in silent discos. Well, how about we put entrepreneur on the end of that, big boy? You're riding the wave.
Thank you.
You're riding the wave and the rise of silent disc.
Absolutely. We're the only national company that operates nationally, and we've developed some really interesting concepts with wireless headphone technology.
This is great. It's the first place I go in a music festival environment. Before any of the big acts start later on in the day, I'm like, let me just shake my jelly and my caboose to a little bit of silent disco treatment. That way I can have a nice conversation with my fellows and confidants, and then if I want to let loose and shake what my mumma genetically gave me, I just put on the headphones. Blue Channel, thanks.
Absolutely. And it's best because it gets more people dancing because you have a selection of music.
Absolutely.
And it works so well.
So this is great, not only for kids' parties. I'm thinking you could do corporate events. I've seen on your website at partyhire.com.au that you can sort of tee it up with outdoor cinemas as well. This is a game changer, not only for the party scene, but also for noise complaints.
Absolutely. It's brilliant. We even do silent conferences. People are more engaged and they can listen better and adjust their own volume. Doesn't matter where they sit, they can hear perfectly to the speaker. We do silent team building, kids' parties with games, activities on it, and the most peaceful party parents will ever have.
Where were you when me and my two uni mates got kicked out of our unit on the Gold Coast back in 2010? Could have really done with some of your silent disco parties then, Paul.
We could have. The good thing is we're in the Gold Coast. We're nationally now. So right. If you need a party, you don't want to annoy the neighbours, it's the way to go.
Okay, the jingle fairy is chomping at the bit. She has prepared a jingle for you. All you've got to do is listen in, see if you like the jingle. At no additional fee to you, the jingle fairy will come and drop a USB stick under your pillow in the middle of the night with the MP3 file on it. You ready to hear it?
I am absolutely ready and eager.
Oh no, I really wanted to have a party this weekend, preferably in my backyard, but my neighbours on the other side of the fence would absolutely crack the shits and call the cops because of a noise complaint. Ugh! Do not fear, because Paul's here. Just pick up the phone, an event with heaps of songs to make sure that your toes are tapping. But there is no volume, the noise is nice and low, and that's because it's through headphones. They go above and beyond for any client. Have a party with no noise complaints, cause the music's silent. For the best silent discos, just call Party Hire. Google them to find out more. For the best silent discos, just call Party Hire. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I will have to jump on www.partyhire.com.au. Thanks, Party Hire.
Paul, do you accept the Jingle Fairy's offering of a USB stick in the middle of the night with your jingle on it in MP3 format?
Absolutely. That was awesome. Well done, guys.
Don't guys me. Thank the Jingle Fairy.
The Jingle Fairy is awesome.
Well done, Party Hire. That's higher.com.au for all the silent disco and entertainment party needs. Plenty on that website all around the country as well. If you want the Jingle Fairy to write a jingle for you, just hit us up on 131060, your Instagram at the Danny Lakey Late Show. She may be paying a visit next week.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show, quickie.
Attention, nail technicians who speak Mandarin. We're on to you. We're on to a small minority of you gossiping about our overly large hands when going to get a manicure. This happened to one of my dear girlfriends over the weekend. She was getting her nails done, as she usually does every couple of weeks. I think she had a few chipped acrylics. It was time for an update. And she went to her favourite nail salon. This was ran by a couple of Chinese ladies. And she was obviously there. They're there with the little mask and the little fan. And they're sticking on her little Frenchies or whatever she's decided to get. And because my girlfriend had spent 2 years in China, is actually fluent in Mandarin, unbeknownst to a couple of the nail technicians. Now, this girl, you wouldn't think she could speak any other languages. She seems like your classic, basic, blonde, bimbo Aussie who's just there getting her nails done did all the time. So they decided to have a little Chinese gossip about how outrageously lanky her fingers are. Oh, no. Oh, no. And I quote, my blonde bimbo Australian friend sort of said it roughly translated to, look at these monstrous fingers on the Westerner. to which my blonde bimbo friend wasn't having a bar of it. And she all of a sudden erupted. And she's one of those people that gets her knickers in a twist and gets the bees in the bonnet all the time. Went straight to the top, straight to the manager. Free nails. Free nails. Sorted them out. I mean, the manager probably had this resigned look going, oh, yeah, we are notorious about gossiping about girls who come in here. 99.99% of the time, it's completely fine because no one ever knows anything about it. It's like our own little secret club, gossiping in Mandarin. Oh, but the second you run into someone that can, unbeknownst to you, speak that language, all hell breaks loose. Which is why we're asking on 131060.
Have you caught someone speaking another language?
I mean, it must happen all the time. I always think when I'm getting my hair cut like by a Japanese lady that maybe they're gossiping about how handsome I am. if I was getting my nails done, I would always be going, oh, shit, are they talking about me right now? Are they commenting on my spindly fingers? Maybe you were overseas on a train, like in Germany or something, and they could tell that you weren't from there, and they just started gossiping in German. And little did they know that you actually did learn German, fluent German, learned it back in high school. 131060. Have you caught someone speaking another language? Was it about you? Was it just about something embarrassing? Did you come in at the last minute? Did you call them out on it?
You just walk away.
Brad, on 131060.
Hey there.
Hey, where were you? What language was it? Talk us through it.
I was the exact same situation in Shenzhen, Mandarin, they were speaking.
Oh. You also have long, lanky fingers?
No, I wish. We were in an elevator, and these two, obviously, people that live there in the country didn't expect me to speak the language, and they were laughing and carrying on, and I heard them say, in their local language, this silly outsider.
Ah! One of the toughest barbs to receive from a Chinese man. Silly outsider. Yeah. Well, the degree of disrespect. So what was it, Mandarin? Cantonese?
Mandarin.
Yeah, right. And you're fluent in it, obviously.
I speak broken Mandarin. I teach a lot of Mandarin people, so they help me out
with
all the naughty words.
I mean, what were you doing that would have been such a silly outsider thing? You're just a man in an elevator.
I'm just a man in an elevator, roaming the countryside.
Wow, you silly, silly outsider. Nick, on 131060. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. You got a deep voice? You can talk.
Yeah, well, it was more where I work. I was serving a customer at the time, and I thought everything was going well. You know, I was nice and friendly as I am, and the man behind him looked at me and said, "They were not saying nice things about you." And I just turned to him and I said, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Yeah, they just were saying very rude things." I'm like, do tell. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I can't.
Ah!
And I'm like, "Come on, mate, come on." And I managed to crack him. And he's like, "Oh, they were just saying some very, very rude words." And I was just a bit surprised because, I was doing my job. I was doing a good job. Yeah, and they were just rude.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you could understand it maybe if there was a bit of slow service or a mispricing.
I'm fast at my job.
Yeah. Well, they don't call you Speedy Nick for no reason. I know. What language was
it? That's it. I believe it was Turkish.
Turkish tip-off, of course.
That's it.
Oh, well. Yeah. Onward forward. It's just a bit of Turkish angst. Don't take it personally. Renee, on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Talk us through when you overheard another language.
I was on the tram with my daughter in the summer, and I've got tattoos, so my tattoos were on display. And two Chilean ladies were sitting down just chatting away, and then I overheard them talking about me and judging me by my tattoos. And they ended up saying along the lines of, poor little girl being raised by her. So then before I jumped off the train, in Spanish I said to them, "Have a nice day, ladies." And they both just stopped and wanted to hide underneath the seat.
A Spanish return of serve. See.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.